Win is a presentation of Hub City Radio Sports. Welcome to the Sports Hub. Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 AM and 98.5 FM proudly presents Northeast South Dakota's leader in sports talk and sports coverage. Co-hosts David Tewksbury and Matt McClure have you covered on all things area sports. They'll talk with local coaches.
We have it so good, and I hope that Wolves Country knows just how big a difference they make, because they turned the Pentagon into Walks Arena. There's absolutely nothing like you, and so thank you doesn't seem like enough, but it's all I got today.
We said after the win last week, we set a new standard for how we play at Northern State, and we will never go back. And they responded. Our guys responded today. What a performance.
They'll sit down with local student athletes.
I've always said Coach Schmidt and Coach Glasgow took a big chance on me out of high school. You know, I was only 170 pounds. Showed up, I had blonde hair, dangly earrings, a lot of jewelry, and I was 17 when I first got up here for the first couple weeks. I was super nervous, and now with a year under my belt, a spring under my belt, everything's just slowed down. I'm seeing the ball, I'm seeing the receivers, everything slowed down. I'm really grateful. The coaches took a chance on me.
We're a great team too. We can beat anybody. We haven't been scared in the past, but I don't know. We can beat anybody. Like, we can show up on any day and beat anybody in the SIC. That's what we learned today.
Plus, they'll visit with local media members and talk all things sports in South Dakota and the region.
Dude, you have no idea what you're talking about right now.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Take a look in the mirror, pal.
Let's go!
It's a Tuesday installment of the Sports Hub on FSA, 1420 on the AM dial, 98.5 on the FM dial, and online at hubcityradio.com. Smash the like button on the Facebook stream. Helps out with the algorithm. Smash the like button. Share it. Indeed, it has this great, beautiful effect, a great ripple effect. And you know what? Maybe, just maybe, this show can continue to grow day by day. I'm David Tewksbury, joined alongside by the Cobra, Matt McClure. Fun episode of the Sports Hub here today for us on tap. Coming up about a quarter past the hour, we'll catch up with the head coach of your Aberdeen, your local Aberdeen college, of course, Northern State University, the head volleyball coach of the squad. He is Brent Aldridge. He'll be joining us here about a quarter past the hour, head coach of the NSU volleyball squad. And then towards the bottom of the hour, Jack Strand, quarterback for the Moorhead football squad. And he is, of course, the NSIC preseason offensive player of the year for the North Division. Put up some incredible numbers. And we were kind of joking on and off the air, like, yeah, wouldn't it be cool just to get him on the program? And you know what? We took a stab at it, and we're looking forward to that discussion coming up towards the bottom of the hour. David Tewksbury joined alongside by the aforementioned Cobra. Happy Tuesday, sir. How are things?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Outstanding. I'm excellent. Caffeinated up. I'm ready to go.
That's good news. So I'm caffeinated up as well. Got a coffee here. We're ready to roll.
Absolutely. And you know what? We are officially here. We've made it. It was a long and arduous summer, but sports season is officially here. High school tennis today.
Yes.
Aberdeen Roncalli, they get in the mix against Huron and Mitchell. So, you know what? It was a long summer in some respects. It was a short summer in other respects. But you know what? We finally made it.
Looks like we made it. It's a Barry Manilow song. But, we had a head coach there yesterday for Roncalli joining us. And good luck to that squad. And, yeah, he mentioned their season. I feel like the tennis season, much like soccer, is very quick. It's snap your fingers and it's done. So, you know, you mentioned it yesterday. You got to get off to good starts in those seasons, because if you don't, you're playing pickup all year. That's kind of tough in a short season like that.
Very much so. So sports season, indeed it is here, so I can drop this. Anytime I have the opportunity to have the Hallelujah Sounder, I will take it. He is the Cobra. I'm Tewks. Glad to be with you on this Tuesday installment of the Sports Hub on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Daily sports talk show Monday through Friday between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. Little FYI for all of you folks out there, perhaps in town for the Brown County Fair. Enjoy a little $2 Tuesday today. That's from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. Little taste of the town, as it were. Uh-huh. Did you check that out last year?
Yes, I did. I got to go back. I was talking to Rachel Kipley last week when she was in studio. I said, I got to be part of $2 Tuesday again this year. So I'm looking forward to that here today.
11 till 3, $2 Tuesday out at the Brown County Fair. So as it pertains to the jump, had the poll come out yesterday for the Northern State Volleyball Squad. We'll talk with Coach Aldridge here in about 10 minutes on the program. And the Wolves ranking in the number 5 spot in the NSIC. And there's no two ways about it. The NSIC is the best conference in all of Division II volleyball. You know, sometimes you get broadcasters that are in that region. They're like, oh, this is the toughest conference of all time. You know, this and that. No, no. The NSIC is far and away the best conference in all of Division II. The Wolves sitting in the number 5 spot. And Wayne just in front of them. And, of course, the Wolves beat Wayne last year in 5 sets. I think Wayne going to look a little bit different this year, as will Northern State. Players are coming and going, transfers and incoming freshmen, players graduate and all that. But number 5 for the Wolves. What say you about that?
Yeah, I think that's right where they're at, right where they should be, right in the top 5. I think, like you mentioned, it is the hardest conference and toughest conference of all of Division II. And the Wolves had a really nice year last year. They were 21-7. They were 12-6 in the Northern Sun. They went all the way to the semifinals, and the outlook this year is a little bit different. They got 6 new players. They got a couple transfers on the roster as well, so a different outlook for this year's team, and looking forward to talking to Coach Aldridge about this year's squad. But yeah, I think 5 is about where they should be based on what we saw last season.
Mm-hmm. No more Kerry Walker. Of course, you graduated. Hannah Thompson graduated, but you got to return a lot of returning firepower and thunder on that offense. Victoria Persia is back. You've also got Natalia Shabinska back for another year.
Yep.
Feels like she's got 30,000 years of eligibility. But well, that's what happens sometimes. You get hurt, unfortunately, as you have that red shirt. And, of course, the COVID year there, too. So looking forward to seeing Northern State volleyball here before you know it. But speaking of polls, Matthew, the first ever AP poll came out in 1936. Back in 1936 for football. Any idea who was numero uno back in 1936 for football?
Was it Alabama?
It was not Alabama. No, actually our neighbors just east, Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Minnesota was number 1, Duke 2. That's right, Duke football.
Huh.
In the top 5. Back in the day, Army was 3, Northwestern 4, Purdue 5, USC 6. Rounding out the top 10, you've got Notre Dame, Washington, Pittsburgh, and Yale. Big shout-out to Duquesne, or as my wife calls him, Duquesne.
Yeah, Duquesne, yeah.
Duquesne. She's a big, big, huge fan of Duquesne.
That's in Pittsburgh, too.
Yeah, that's right. That's around your neck of the woods. And finally, I got to give some love to my guys, the Marquette University squad, 20th. Back in 1936, of course, they haven't won a football game since 1960, but yeah, big shout out to those guys, 20th back in the day. Love it.
You got to love it. And yeah, a little bit different than it is in 2025. Not a lot of those teams from the 1930s are as good as they are here in 2025.
Not seeing a lot of Penn State, not seeing a lot of Alabama, no Clemson.
No Georgia.
Your blue bloods,
yeah,
they're not there. Certainly not there, absolutely, for sure.
But Marquette in the 20 spot, pretty good.
How about them apples, baby? I love it. Hey, speaking of football, now that we are in the midst of preseason football, the memes are really starting to roll out. And one of my all-time favorite movies is Moneyball. Jonah Hill, Brad Pitt, I love Moneyball. And one of my favorite scenes in the movie Moneyball is when Jonah Hill's character is at the big board and he says, this is so-and-so. You know, he does this, this, and this. His only problem is this.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a great meme that came out over the weekend. It says, Billy, this is Anthony Richardson. He has all the physical attributes of an absolutely elite quarterback. He can throw the ball a mile. He's a great runner. His only defect is he has no idea how to play quarterback.
That's fair.
That's fair. And you know what? I feel like this is kind of a put-up-or-shut-up year for Anthony Richardson. Is that a hot take?
Well, he's in a quarterback competition with Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
That says everything you need to know about what's going on with Richardson. If he was some guy that they've believed in, he'd be the starting guy. But I'm with you. I mean, he got hurt in the preseason. He took a lick by David Ajabo for the Ravens. He just didn't read the blitz. I mean, they didn't slide the right way. And from everything that I've seen, that's on the quarterback for not giving out the right protection package to the offensive line. So I'm with you. I mean, he's just so hit or miss, inconsistent. He's got all the talent, can truck over a guy, can throw the ball 65, 70 yards. But that's all great if you can't do it on a consistent basis.
No question. Big shout-out locally goes to Jackson Mone. We've been kind of following his story. Of course, played his summer ball there with the San Antonio Spurs, and now he'll play for the Uganda squad in the FIBA AfroBasket 2025 program, joining former Bison Deng Gwu. Tournament runs today through August the 24th there in Angola. So, again, another opportunity for Jackson to kind of fine-tune some things, and I don't know how many people are watching the FIBA AfroBasket 2025 tournament, but it's a thing, and more eyes for you, and hopefully this provides another opportunity for him to get better.
Or where to watch it as well. Yeah, we're rooting for him, and I was going to mention, just as you were talking there, I was thinking there's just so many opportunities to be able to play overseas in basketball. I mean, we even had Sam Mastin on a couple times, and we've talked about that. There's opportunities. If you want to play post-college, you can, no matter where it is. You might have to travel. That's what they say in broadcasting. You might have to travel to find the job, but, I mean, like, look at us. But it's kind of the same thing in basketball. The only thing is you got to go probably out of the States, it seems like.
Get yourself a passport for sure. And finally, big shout-out goes to Asia Wilson yesterday. 32 points, 20 rebounds. The first ever 30-20 game in WNBA history. I found that hard to believe. I mean, the WNBA has been around for, about 30 years, give or take?
Candace Parker never had a 30-20.
Lisa Leslie never had a 30-20. First one in WNBA history.
That's surprising. I'm with you on that.
Very surprising. So I thought to myself, how many times has this happened in the NBA? Well, a lot more than once, for sure. Charles Barkley did it 19 times.
Wow.
Any idea who the top three would be in that?
Jokic has got to be in there.
Barkley's one. I'll give you that. Jokic is not in the top five.
Wow. Is Karl Malone in the top five?
Karl Malone in the top five. He is not in the top five.
Patrick Ewing.
Patrick Ewing, also not in the top five.
Oh, geez. Other bigs that are good. Geez.
One of them still playing today.
Really? Is Dwight Howard in the top five?
Dwight Howard is not in the top five. Top five list looks like this. Numero uno, Charles Barkley. Two, Shaq.
Oh, Shaq.
Number three, Hakeem Olajuwon.
Should have gotten that.
Four, you've got Moses Malone.
Moses.
And number five, the guy that's still playing nowadays, Anthony Davis.
AD, that makes sense. That checks out.
When he's not, in between injury stints, he's putting up some pretty good numbers.
That's a pretty good top five list. That's a tough top five list, too.
It is.
I like Moses being number four there.
Good piece of bar trivia for sure.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Coming up next on the program, we're going to talk a little Northern State volleyball as head coach Brent Aldridge, he'll be joining us on the phone line after this. Taco Tuesday installment of the Sports Hub. Lots of tacos here in the studio. We call them Matt and yours truly. A couple of tacos. Is that a thing?
I guess it is now.
I guess it's a thing now. No doubt about it. All right. We're glad to be joined on the phone line by the head coach of the Wolves of Northern State, their volleyball squad, head coach Brent Aldridge. He joins us on the phone line. Coach, good to talk with you here this morning. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
Good to have you here on the program. How was the summer? I mean, obviously, sports season here just around the corner, but how was your summer? Got an opportunity to spend some family time and film, I'm sure, but what did your kind of summer time look like?
Just worked some satellite camps and, did some stuff around the house. Probably not enough, but, that's a pretty boring summer, I guess.
I was supposed to paint my shed. I can't tell you how many times my wife was like, maybe this weekend. And I was like, maybe. And just never materialized. So, these things.
Then it rained.
Exactly correct. Absolutely correct. Yeah. No doubt about it.
And, Coach, polls just came out. What's kind of the outlook for this year, the 2025 volleyball squad here? Maybe some new faces coming in, transfer. I see a couple gals that graduated, so kind of a newer mix of new gals and some returners as well.
Yeah, I think we got a nice little blend. We got some kids that have some experience coming back, and then we have some kids coming in that'll be fighting for some spots, and that's what practice is for, to find out what we're doing before we get on the road the first three weekends, actually. I think we're on the road. So
I was looking at the schedule, and I thought to myself, all right, here we go, volleyball season, September 23rd. Wow, first home match is September 23rd. That's kind of late, but To your point, a lot of opportunities to grow and get better and kind of figure out who you're going to be. You mentioned the satellite camps. Can you kind of walk us through what those look like and kind of teaching some high school athletes to maybe the finer points of Northern State volleyball and what that kind of looks like?
Yeah, you basically hit it on the head. I've went to a couple former players, so North Dakota, South Dakota, go and see if we can find a little bit of talent. And, I think we did that. We just go and we work camp and see if, we can help grow the game of volleyball in the surrounding states. And it's always kind of fun to work for or go work with some former players, Lauren McCafferty and Alec Campbell Smith now, go out and work with their kids. And who knows, maybe there's a wolf down the road that is lurking in these gyms. So
there you go.
And my guess is there's a lot of numbers at those camps, right? Because it seems like every athlete's trying to get better at a specific sport during the off season or during the summer. So my guess is those camps pretty full, a lot of numbers.
It depends. I did one where I had 32 kids and there was only 320 people in the town. So I guess I had 10% of the population. So it doesn't really matter to me.
Okay.
We'll go where people call us it just kind of numbers are numbers. Sometimes they're big and sometimes they're not. And it's if I have time to go do them, really.
Well, we'll definitely take 10% of a town. I think that's a pretty cool deal. And we've got Sally Gall joining us on Friday. It's going to be her first year as the head coach over there at Aberdeen Christian. Has she kind of hit you up a little bit? And, what's that going to be like seeing one of your understudies, if you will, being a head coach now on the sideline? Maybe you get a chance to catch a game or two maybe this summer or this fall. I know you're busy, but maybe what's that kind of look like from your perspective?
Sally Gull is going to be awesome. She's going to get married, actually, and so we switched one of our scrimmages so I can go to Sally's wedding. And but she's going to do awesome. She's a very bright young coach that she'll find her way. She'll have her ups and downs, I'm sure, as all first year coaches do. But I like her patience with players, and I like her ability to train a lot of positions. So. I think she's a lifer here. I think the guy she's marrying is, kind of entrenched in Aberdeen. So I hope Sally stays around here for a long time.
Very cool.
Yeah, and that's just what it is, right? First-year coach, you just want to be able to stay and try to build a culture. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think I think they're very fortunate. And I told when they called me about her, I'm like, I've tried to hire Sally. So you're absolutely fortunate to get Sally to come train and be a part of that program. And I'm excited to watch that Aberdeen Christian grow. If it all works out and kids train, and they'll get better for sure. So,
well, you should have badmouthed her. Maybe she wouldn't have gotten the job. And then next thing you know, you snake in and pick her up.
But believe it or not, college coaching is not everyone's cup of tea.
Sure.
Depending on, if you want to have a family and travel and all that stuff. And so it's very glamorous, depending on who you ask. But in some people's respects, sometimes it's not their cup of tea.
Yeah, that's totally fair. We're talking with head coach Brent Aldridge here on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Intra-squad scrimmage is coming up in 11 days. That'll be down south in Warner. I know you guys always have that event. That'll be on a Saturday. I think, obviously, you're trying to figure out what you've got. Have you had any practices or anything like that already? Or do you kind of get a sense of maybe the mindset of this? Maybe not mindset, but kind of what the strengths and weaknesses of this team could be already here in early to mid-August?
Talk to me after August 18th when we have our first practice.
Okay.
So we got a couple, 2-3 weeks before we get on the bus and go kick off our season. And I think the kids that were here should have a leg up on kids that weren't here. And they know the verbiage. They know how we run practice and what's expected. And So they're actually, all of them are here doing captain's practice, which Grace and I can not be a part of. But they come hang out. I think they're out practicing now and lift. And then, yeah, then they kind of team build and do their own thing off the court. And then we'll get going. Yeah, they move in Saturday. And then we get going on Monday. So,
yeah, looking forward to getting the season here started, Coach. And, you know, I was looking at just some of the previews ahead of this season. And, you know, Abby Meister, you know, returns now to that libero position. We know how good she is. All NSIC first team honoree. I mean, an All-American, what she's able to accomplish. Having her back this year is definitely helpful. And that should be a lot of fun watching her this year.
Absolutely. You know, she got married this spring. It's Abby's shower now, still the same great Abby. I know what, you know, that's a comforting thing with returners. You know what you're going to get, not just in games. They know my expectations, but I also know effort-wise what you're going to get, and there's some comfort in that. You know, Nat and Abby Brooks and Sarah Moberg and Ava Nielsen's been in here, Riley Bata and Kara. And so those kids kind of give you that feeling that you know, they know what's going on. Alex in the middle now is, you know, going to throw our name in the hat and try to win a starting position, and Vic. And so we have some competition. Mm-hmm. And the good thing is we have some returners that have had playing time. Some have started a long time. Some of them have not, but they know kind of the conference now. And so hopefully that's got to be helpful, maybe nerves and what to expect and stuff like that. But
I'm just looking at the roster, and I see Morrison Samuels as a junior already. It's just like, oh, my gosh. It feels like it was just yesterday she was a wide-eyed freshman, and now the next thing you know, she's an upperclassman. And, yeah, you've got a lot of returning players that have that experience. And, you know, one position that you don't necessarily have the quote-unquote on-floor experience is the setter position, because Kerry Walker was, you know, holding that spot down for a lot of years. What's that kind of look like going forward here this year? I'm sure Ava's pushing for that starting position, I'm sure.
Well, unfortunately, Morrison Samuels tore ACL last spring, so she's here, but she's unavailable, which is not optimal. And she's, you know, that happened last spring. But Ava Nielsen and Riley Bata will be in a nice little battle, and I think they're both two different setters that provide different things, and so it'll be interesting going forward. Henceforth, why we are inter squad scrimmaging, because we do have some positions to kind of get figured out here in a short amount of time. But yeah, I think that's going to be a nice little battle. And so I'm interested to get in the gym with them and kind of get to work and see how much work was done this summer. Since we can't work with them during the summer, we'll see what we got.
Yeah, so that's kind of the whole point of the inter-squad scrimmages, right, Coach, to kind of see what you have, who's going to start. Do you make those decisions pretty fast then, or is it kind of a long-term thing? How does that all work?
Well, we video every day. We take stats every day, and the funny thing is stats don't lie, or that's the way we do it, and I've always done that. And you got to win your position, and then you got to do good work to keep your position. I think that's mm-hmm. generally how it should be, but that's how we operate. I don't go by if you're a senior or if you're a return. That has no bearing. It's can you win your position? And yeah, again, we mix the parts, so it's not just starters versus non-starters. So you're able to, if you're a hitter, you're hitting off the starting setter and the backup setter, and so yeah, that's just how we evaluate kids.
All right. Well, looking forward to the season getting underway here. Before you know it, those intra-squad scrimmages are coming up here in the next couple weeks. One down south there in Warner on August the 23rd. That's a week from Saturday. And then August the 29th, that'll be at Wax Arena. I know the Warner one is usually open to the public. Is the one at home also open to the public, or both of the? Is that accurate?
Yeah, they're both. Yeah, they're both open to the public. It's free. Mm-hmm. We actually, Warner does a nice job. We play at noon down there on Saturday the 23rd. And after that, we actually have a our first alumni get-together up here. So that'll be kind of fun to see who can make it back and who isn't getting married and having babies and stuff like that. But yeah, so we always go down there. Carrie does a great job, and it's first class when we go down there. They have, so our kids enjoy it, and we're playing on the road the first three weekends anyway. So, but get that one at home the next Friday at 5, and give people that are maybe don't make it to Warner a chance to come take a look at our kids and see what our team's hopefully progressing towards by that stage.
Well, better book the hotel now. That's a long one to Warner. So looking forward to that road trip here before you know it. All right, Coach, we appreciate it. And have a good fall camp here, and we'll talk to you later on down the road.
That sounds great. Right. Thanks.
Thanks so much. Head Coach Brent Aldridge here on Fox Sports Aberdeen, friend of the program. And I tell you what, I'm looking forward to the season that is. But, yeah, he hit the nail on the head. A lot of road matches early. They're not playing at home until the 23rd of September. That's a long, long ways away, feels like.
Yeah, well, we know one thing. They'll be battle-tested by the time they do come home. So that's the good news. But like you said, a lot of time on the road to start the year. I guess get it out of the way early because maybe the end of the season's a little bit better. But, yeah, you'll kind of find out where you're at by that first home match of the season. So that's the good news there. And sounds to me that there's a lot of competition that they got to find out. You know, you add in a lot of returners plus some gals that are – going to be new to the program this year, and I think it's just going to be very competitive, those first inter-squad scrimmages. You know, having the opportunity to play at Warner I think is a pretty cool thing, and I'm looking forward to seeing how those kind of spots come to be by the first match of the season.
You know me, Mr. Optimistic over here, and obviously you never want to lose anybody to any injury, but if you're ever going to lose somebody, you'd like to have it before the season starts, months before, because you can sort of plan for that. And maybe that's one of the reasons why Coach Aldridge brought in a certain transfer in one position or another. So that's too bad, though. Morrison Samuels, her first 2 years at Northern have been very, very solid. So hopefully she's back and better than ever before you know it with her knee injury there, and she can kind of work through the rehab process and everything like that, because she's a player.
Yeah, that's the worst thing about ACLs. Like, you got hurt in the spring, and you're still rehabbing it. It's a year thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst part about those ACL or Achilles and those kinds of injuries. It's not just a couple weeks or a couple months. It's a full year. That's what's frustrating about it. And that's why athletes, you know, they struggle with that aspect of it, I feel like, because of how long of a process it is. We had Grace Cook in here, remember?
Yes, we did.
And she got injured, and she talked about that and how difficult it is to kind of come back from that, the mental side of those injuries. So, I mean, that's the thing that sucks about ACLs and knee injuries. It's not a 3-month thing and you're back to 100%, it seems like.
Stupid ACLs. What good are they? All we talk about is them tearing. They don't do anything good. I'm tired of them. All right, coming up next on the program, we're going to talk with the NSIC Preseason Offensive Player of the Year, quarterback Jack Strand of the Dragons of Moorhead. Glad to be with you on this Tuesday installment of the Sports Hub on Fox Sports Aberdeen, daily sports talk show Monday through Friday between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. Smash the like button on the Facebook stream, facebook.com/FoxSportsAberdeen, and we were talking about this next gentleman on and off the air and said, boy, wouldn't it be cool to get him on the program to talk a little college football? And we're pleased to be joined on the phone line for the first time, Jack Strand, quarterback of the Dragons of MSU Moorhead. Jack, thanks for taking some time this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure for sure. And the pride of Bloomer, Wisconsin. I'm a Wisconsin guy myself. My parents live in West Bend. I went to college in Milwaukee, so just north of Chippewa Falls there. And the pride of Bloomer High School there. And I tell you what, we were running some numbers here before the show started, Jack. And some of the throws that you've had in years past, specifically last year, 69 throws against Duluth, 67 in back-to-back weeks against McKendree and Augie. I mean, I don't know what your upbringing looked like in Bloomer, but a lot of push-ups and sit-ups. I mean, your right arm, it feels like it almost has to fall off. How sore is it after game day?
Yeah, so most of my soreness actually comes kind of like in this time during fall camp, because during camp, you know, we got all our injury periods and stuff that we're throwing so much, and then we got all, you know, 7-on-7 and team periods. So I kind of, you know, get my arm in shape for once the season comes around, and then once we get into games, you know, where you said we're throwing the ball 60-plus times, usually it's not too bad in season. It's other little nicks and bruises and stuff that I got to worry about.
Do you take it easy throughout the week then, during practice, or like during typically, a game week, or what?
Yeah, there's usually not a ton, and it's pretty limited, like, depending on the game plan and stuff, or if we have some guys banged up, you know, we maybe sit out a practice or two just to make sure we're healthy. But yeah, during the actual season and game weeks and stuff, it's a pretty low volume until game day.
And somebody might say, hey, 67 throws is a lot, but not all 67 of those are, you know, 20 yards down the field, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, our pass game is really, it's just an extension of our run game. It's a way for us to, you know, get the ball to our playmakers in space, you know, it can be behind the line of scrimmage or maybe just 2-3 yards downfield, but allow them to just make plays with the ball in their hands.
Yeah, bubble screens, things of that nature for sure. And
yep.
Even still, 67 throws is a lot. 69 is a lot. And, you know, one of those games in particular was the 69 against Duluth. You guys win that game in walk-off fashion last year. Now, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but I got to believe that was probably one of the more memorable games that you've played in. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, no doubt. That was definitely a real cool experience. Never forget that one. Just to be able to, you know, go out there and had a nice comeback towards the end, and just had a ton of guys making huge plays for us down the stretch, and just to be able to win it for especially the seniors that have been in this program for a long time. And it was a big win for everybody.
Well, that's just it. It was down the stretch. You're going for two for the win there. Is that a situation where you go to your head coach and you say, hey, give me the ball. You know, let's go for two here. We're on the road. Let's go ahead and win this thing. Or is that just strictly an offensive coordinator, head coach kind of coming together and making the decision? Or do you have an input to say, hey, let's go for this thing here?
Yeah, I think it was kind of Lockway and Coach Check were kind of who talked to me about it on the sideline, because we had scored on our previous drive, I believe, to go down 29-22. With a couple minutes left, and they're like, yeah, when we're going to get the ball back, when we score again, we're going to go for two. Mm. So then we kind of came up with the play that we wanted to run. But yeah, there was no doubt for the entire time. Like, I think watching on the film, as soon as we scored on the last play of regulation there, a little check down to our running back, Luke, and I held up like the two fingers for going for two, like instantly, because we didn't want to play in overtime. We wanted to go for the win right there.
I feel like that's football nowadays in 2025. It was kick the extra point, go to overtime. Now it's, hey, we're going for two, going for the win, going for it on fourth down from midfield. I mean, you see it a lot now. So,
yep.
You know, I bet as a quarterback, you probably like that because the ball's in your hands.
For sure, yeah. And we've started to get into that, like the whole analytics thing a lot. And I know Coach Check, our quarterback coach, he's a bit of a numbers whiz, and so he's been doing a lot of work with that and kind of just figuring out, you know, when is the situation that we need to go for it. And we definitely started to do it a lot more than since I was a freshman. We're like, anytime we get a fourth and short, there's definitely an opportunity that we're going to go for it. But, yeah, kind of just taking plays like that, you know, we want the ball in our hands, and so we're gonna maybe take what would maybe be a risk, but we know that if we can make a big play, it's definitely going to pay off.
Jack Strand, our guest here on Fox Sports Aberdeen, and I've been watching Quarterback on Netflix, and there was the episode where Dan Campbell was saying, unless it's 4th and 20, you know, we're going. You know, we're going to take this thing all up and down the field. It's kind of like that with you guys. So do you have a really good friendship with your punter? Just like, hey, man, you're good today. You go ahead and take a couple kicks off in practice. You don't need to worry about it.
It might seem like that, because I think we had a couple games last year where we didn't punt at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Crazy. It's like the Caleb Williams when he was talking to the punter before the season.
That's right.
You're not going to punt much this year.
But
I'm curious, Jack, you know, you get all these preseason accolades, you know, preseason player of the year and things of that. And, you know, throughout your career, you've obviously put up big numbers. How do you kind of handle all that, you know, preseason stuff? Do you appreciate it? Do you say, hey, I'm just focusing on football, those kinds of things?
Yeah, it's definitely cool. It's cool to get, you know, recognition, and I definitely appreciate that. Obviously, it's not, you know, something that I'm going to feel is the most important thing. Like, I'm still focused on, you know, winning games here, and that's always going to be the number one goal is, you know, we want to win you know, hopefully 15, 16 games this year, you know, go all the way, but we got a long ways to go. And so that's definitely the number one priority for everybody in the program.
And I see a lot of similarities between Morehead and Northern State in the fact that the wins have been so, so great. And then sometimes you kind of stub your toe a little bit. I'm talking about more so specifically years past, maybe 21, 22 with the Wolves. It's kind of similar with you guys. You've won these incredible games, and then maybe a week later you stub your toe. Does it feel like now that you're a senior, you've kind of gone through the ups and downs of those sorts of things? Does it kind of feel like, hey, this is the time where our program's ready to take the next step? We're going to have these big wins. Now we got to follow them up with another one against maybe a lesser than opponent, if you will.
Yeah, definitely. And so that's kind of something that we've talked about too. So in 2023, you know, my sophomore year, we go 7-4, and, you know, we win all the games against, you know, maybe – you could think of as the lesser opponents, I guess. I hesitate to say that because, you know, you got to treat every opponent the same. But you know kind of what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but then
know what you
against,
mean.
You know, the top of the conference teams, we played them real close, but we weren't able to get any of those wins. Like, we played Mankato close, we played Augie close, but we weren't able to squeak on any wins against them. But then last year in 24, you know, we were able to win those games against, like, Duluth and Augustana. We won those close games, but then we dropped some of them against teams that, you know, on paper we probably should have won. So I think now that we're getting more mature and more experienced, we got a lot of dudes who played a lot of ball for us, and so we kind of just know that, you know, you got to treat every opponent the same. Every game's got to be, we got to have good energy and just be ready to go, because, you know, anything could happen. It's a funny shaped ball, I guess, is what we always say. And so you got to be ready to go every Saturday.
And this year, it looks like you're starting a week earlier. You're going to be part of that week zero game. Do you like that? Last year, you started after Labor Day, the 5th. This year, you're starting a week before there, the 28th, that week zero. My guess is the competitor and athlete in you. You like starting early.
Yeah, for sure. I think that'll definitely be exciting, and just a chance to play a place that none of us have ever been to. And yeah, like, just starting the season a little bit earlier, and it'll be nice too, because then we get a bye week during the season. Like the last couple of years, we didn't have a bye, or last year a bye was technically week zero. So kind of having that week off in the middle of the season, just to get our bodies and minds right, I think that'll be a big advantage too.
Jack Strand is our guest here on Fox Sports Aberdeen. A couple more before we get you out of here. And I got to tell you, we were there 2 years ago up in Marquette, Michigan. It's a really cool place to call a game. It's a cool place to play a game. I'm sure you're going to love it. They pack the place very, very well. Northern Michigan does. It's just a cool venue. I believe the world's largest wooden dome. So
I think that's what I've heard too. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a cool place. So I think you'll really, really enjoy it. I got a look at the, or Matt said to me off the air that the major, I don't know what the deal is. We always get the smarty pants people on the program. Engineering physics major. How do you have the time to figure out all that stuff and still put in time to hit the playbook and watch film and get ready for game prep?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tough. Like last fall, I had a pretty heavy class load. And so just having to balance all that, I didn't have a whole lot of free time for anything else. But ideally, I try to, you know, take more classes in the spring when we're not in season. I like kind of take my harder physics classes and stuff, but sometimes it's kind of unavoidable. And so you just have to, you know, have a good routine for when you're going to do homework, you know, when you're going to watch film, you know, obviously the practice and lifting and everything, that's all kind of set in stone in the schedule, but kind of just working around that to make sure that I got everything done. And it kind of takes like maybe a week or so. And then once you develop that rhythm, it's not too bad.
Yeah, that's great. You know, being able to balance the schoolwork and the football as well, it's got to be difficult. That's why I was saying off the air, like, wow, engineering physics. I couldn't even imagine even trying something like that. That's why I got into journalism. Classes were a little bit easier. Anyway, you know, looking at this year, obviously you mentioned, yeah, you're trying to go all the way. And that's kind of what you're trying. Is that, do you talk a lot about that, like in the preseason and the summer workouts, like, you know, goals throughout the year? Do you kind of take it one game at a time, or how do you kind of balance that?
Yeah, I think a big thing in our program is we just always try to focus on the process over the results. And so once you start thinking about, you know, winning a conference championship, you know, going all the way, kind of making the playoffs, whatever, you start focusing too much on results of the games and wins and losses. And we're trying to focus on getting better every day and becoming better football players and better men. And so I think that's kind of
that's what Coach Lockway preaches, and you know, just trying to stick to the process and just keep getting better every day. And I mean, obviously, you know, we care about, we always want to win, but we try not to get like too far ahead and look too far into the future, because we got a lot of stuff obviously that we need to get better about, and before the season gets going. But yeah, just trying to just focus on the present and keep getting better.
Kind of the old coaching cliche of be where your feet are. And I think if you do that, you're going to be in a good spot. Well, enjoy the trip up to Marquette, Michigan there in late August. We'll see you here in Aberdeen on October the 25th there at the Bank. I think you've played there once before back in 22. So I'm sure you kind of know the atmosphere of Dakota Bank Stadium, and it's going to be a night game. So those ones are always
I'm excited for that one.
Yeah, those games are always fun, especially under the night lights there. Nice little friendly rivalry. Should be a great matchup there in late October. So maybe that game does mean something with some playoff implications. We'll have to wait and see. But appreciate you doing this here, Jack. Congratulations on a great college career to this point, and good luck this year.
Thank you.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure for sure. As quarterback Jack Strand joins us here on Fox Sports Aberdeen, and tell you what, that's going to be a fun game in late October. He's going to have another great year, and I think that's going to be a team this year that might turn some heads. I don't know if you can say fly under the radar, but their offense is very, very explosive. 69 throws against Duluth. Back-to-back weeks, 67 against McKendree and Augie. He had a day off against SMSU. He only threw it 24 times and a half. But tell you what, man, fourth in the country last year in passing yards, about 3,400. Number one in the conference there. So he's a player, and I tell you what, if he pieces together a solid year, you just never know. Maybe some NFL eyes look to that and they say, hey, you know, this guy can put it up. He's a very, very accurate passer. So wishing him and the squad nothing but the best of luck, but except, you know, late October, of course.
Well, he's just got all the intangibles. Just hearing him talk, you can tell he's a leader on the field, on the offense. He's comfortable with the playbook. He's been there. He's started. He's played in big games. You mentioned some of the games that they've won this year or this past year and years prior. You know, the moment isn't too big for Jack Strand, and you can tell that just with the numbers he puts up. The coaches trust him. I mean, the guy's throwing 67, 68, 69 times a game. The coaches trust the ball in his hands at big spots, and he's delivered. And you can just tell from his demeanor just on the phone there that this guy's ready to roll coming into his senior year. And you got to give a guy like that a lot of credit for sticking with the program. Mm-hmm. Hey, do I want to play D1? You know, he's obviously got the tools and the talent to maybe play D1, but he stuck it out and played and – you know, stay with the program. It says a lot about, you know, what his teammates think about him, his character, and looking forward to seeing how he does this year. It's a very similar situation to, like, Jake Adams for Northern State. Like, that's a guy that could probably play Division I ball, and he's playing here at Northern. It's very similar from that perspective.
Culture, that's the answer. It's like, why don't you play? I play here because I like the culture. I like my friends. I like my teammates. I like my coaches. I like the community. Probably a lot of similarities between Moorhead and Aberdeen in that regard, I think. Coming up next on the show, we're going to recap things from yesterday and break down this Tuesday installment of The Hub. Final segment for your brief Tuesday here, or brief segment anyway, on FSA. Our thanks to head coach Brent Aldridge and Jack Strand taking some time and talking some volleyball and football with us here on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Speaking of the football side of things, big shout out goes to Jake Adams, named to the Elite 100 player watch list to join Jack Strand. So there's a good amount of NSIC guys on that elite list of 100 guys. Obviously, it's an elite talent, and Adams alongside there with Jack Strand.
Yeah, big shout out to both those guys, man. They're just big time players on both sides of the ball. Strand on the offensive and Adams on the defensive. It's just going to be a lot of fun watching some of that talent in the NSIC this year.
By the way, we were looking at it off the air. Moorhead has a bye before they come into Aberdeen in late October, so they're going to be rested. They're ready to go. Can I hit somebody right now? I'm all in. All right, we're back at it tomorrow on the Sports Zone.